You say that word, you go right up into the railroad, and then you can go down, and you go down Haynes Boulevard. Now that's another section you ought to try, out around Haynes Boulevard, at Lowood's out there, around those camps and all. Now that's a nice place. Did you see when Hurricane Betsy came along, it kind of wiped all those camps out there, but now they all sprung up again. Now that was a deal. I had an experience with that, because when Hurricane Betsy hit in 1965, all those people out of Hollywood were stranded. And we were stationed over here on standby on Julia Street. We had all these big trucks. We had about 100
trucks.
Regular trash trucks, garbage trucks, motor sweepers, anything that come in handy. So I had my automobile with a two-way radio in it. And they gave us the condition, what it was down there, and I was the superintendent at the time for the city. So I had taken my automobile, so I told him, I said, look, don't take those gasoline trucks. So I rang up the boss, and I asked him about using those 5 brand new diesel garbage trucks. They weren't used. He said, yeah. He said, go on, money. He said, go ahead and take them. So I go down, and I take the 5 truck, because you see, gas wouldn't have gone through the water, because they'd have stopped right now, where diesel would go. If we get down around London Avenue and Broad, we're down there in the underpass. They got 5 automobiles down there underwater. So we couldn't make it through, so I had to take my car, and I called into the main point and told them that I was going to get into one of the trucks and parked my car right there by the pumping station, way up on a hill. So I went down there, and we got about 500 people out there. And boy, it was terrific. We were in the water up there. And that water
was
up there. We were walking around it. And you know, we was in boats. And we had these army ducks going up in the plum orchard. And you know, these people wouldn't come out of those homes or nothing.
Army what?
You know, these ducks with these big,
that's kind of a boat?
Yeah, it runs on land and water. See, you got these big balloon tires on it. It's like a marsh buggy. So we were going up in there with that, and I had one of these bullhorns hollering at those people. If they wanted to get on, to come on, we'd take them out to the highway and bring them into town. Well, some of them would come, some of them wouldn't come. So we filled the 5 trucks up, and I had some lady, she was pregnant. And I told her, I said, lady, listen, I said, all we have now is these brand new garbage trucks. I said, I'm going with, she said, mister, I don't care if they got garbage all in it. She said, please, get me out of here. So we put her in there, I put her in the front seat. And she said, no, she said, look, you all have to watch what you all know. She said, I'll get in the back. So we made her comfortable. God, I thought she was going to have the baby right then and there. And then they had a lieutenant in the army, him and his wife and 5 kids. We got them out of there. And you ought to hear him. He said, man, we thought we were gone. Because you see, that water was coming through that intercoastal canal out there. That's what happened. They had a tidal wave come up that canal, and it broke that levee. And every time those big logs would hit that levee, it would take another chunk out of it. And that water was just coming through there. And man, they had big 52-gallon drums. The wires, man, you ought to see how they were flashing all around you. It was a dangerous deal, believe me. We were just lucky. I mean, we were grounded with those rubber tires and all. But then we brought them over here to the city hall over here on Porter Street. And God Almighty, when I got back to my automobile,